Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.2, Key Components of BI. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Business Intelligence Concepts in the Business Intelligence for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the key components of business intelligence, BI, systems, including an overview of data sources, an introduction to data warehousing, and the basics of data analytics. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to identify and describe these components and understand how they interconnect to form a comprehensive BI system. Main content overview of data sources in the realm of business intelligence. Data sources are the starting point for any analysis. They are the origins from which data is collected, and they can come from various platforms, both internal and external to an organization. Internal data sources might include databases containing customer information, sales data, or operational metrics. External data sources can range from social media platforms to public datasets or third-party APIs. Understanding the types of data sources is crucial for effective BI. For instance, structured data, such as that found in databases, is easy to analyze because it follows a consistent format. In contrast, unstructured data, which includes text, images, and videos, may require more processing to extract meaningful insights. For example, if you work at Noname, collecting customer feedback via surveys, internal, and analyzing social media sentiment, external, would give you a comprehensive view of customer sentiment, enabling data-driven decision-making. Moreover, recognizing the importance of real-time data from sources like IoT devices can significantly enhance the responsiveness of your BI initiatives. Introduction to data warehousing. Once data is collected from various sources, it needs to be stored, managed, and organized. This is where data warehousing comes into play. A data warehouse is a centralized repository that allows organizations to store data from different sources in a structured way. It acts as a bridge between data sources and BI tools, making it easier to retrieve and analyze data. Data warehouses are designed for query and analysis rather than transaction processing. They enable businesses to perform complex queries across large datasets efficiently. For instance, Noname can use a data warehouse to consolidate sales data from multiple channels, like online sales, retail, and direct marketing, into a single source for easier reporting and analysis. A critical concept related to data warehousing is the extract, transform, load, ETL, process. ETL involves extracting data from various sources, transforming it into a consistent format, and loading it into the data warehouse. This process ensures that data is clean, reliable, and ready for analysis. Additionally, the use of modern data warehousing solutions, such as cloud-based platforms, allows for scalability and flexibility, enabling organizations to adapt to changing data requirements. Basics of data analytics. With data sourced and stored, the next step is data analytics. Data analytics involves examining data sets to draw conclusions and make informed decisions. There are several types of data analytics, including descriptive, diagnostic, predictive, and prescriptive analytics. Descriptive analytics focuses on summarizing historical data to understand what has happened in the past. For example, Noname might analyze last year's sales data to identify trends. Diagnostic analytics goes a step further, attempting to explain why certain events occurred by analyzing correlations and patterns in data. Predictive analytics, on the other hand, uses statistical models and machine learning techniques to forecast future outcomes based on historical data. For instance, Noname could use predictive analytics to forecast future sales based on past sales trends. Finally, prescriptive analytics recommends actions based on data analysis, helping businesses make informed decisions. Data analytics tools range from simple spreadsheet software to advanced BI platforms that provide visualization and reporting capabilities. By leveraging these tools, Noname can not only analyze data but also visualize it through dashboards and reports, making insights more accessible and understandable for decision makers. The ability to create interactive visualizations can further enhance the storytelling aspect of data, allowing stakeholders to grasp insights quickly. Conclusion: in this lesson, we've explored the key components of business intelligence systems, including data sources, data warehousing, and data analytics. Understanding these components is essential for any organization looking to leverage data for better decision-making. By identifying and describing these key elements, you are now better equipped to engage with BI practices in your professional environment. Reflection questions: how can identifying different data sources enhance the decision-making process at Noname? What role does data warehousing play in ensuring data quality and accessibility for BI? In what ways can predictive analytics influence strategic planning at Noname?